Blog Talk Radio.
Cyrus, what are you reading?
I'm reading Rick Nero's debut novel, Revealing Revelations.
Book of Revelations. Well, praise God.
No, not the Book of Revelations. It's Revealing Revelations. It's a story based off people going through the events in the Book of Revelation, but it's so much more than that.
What's that now? So much more, you say?
Yeah, it's filled with action, suspense, mystery, and an intense plot and storyline. It's so good, I can't wait for part two.
And it's whose debut album again?
No, it's not an album. It's the debut novel, Revealing Revelations by Rick Nero. That's R-I-C-N-E-R-O.
And where can I get a copy?
You can order it on Amazon.com or just go to your local Barnes & Noble. If it's not in stock, they'll order it for you, but hey, where are you going?
If that Rick Nero is as good as you say he is, I think I need a copy now.
Get your copy today of Revealing Revelations by Rick Nero. For more information, go to www.ricknerowebs.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love. We bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program. We also welcome those joining us online through blogtalkradio.com, as well as out of Milwaukee at creamcityradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Lowell Pye is making his first appearance on the show today to talk to us not only about his ministry of music, but what it's been like for him to see the way that his music is inspiring the world. You guys are going to also be hearing one of his songs that's become one of my favorites since I heard it. It's called Perfect, and also tell you how you can stay in contact with Lowell as well as support the music as well. Lowell, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Oh, man, glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Man, congratulations on this song. Like I said, when I first heard this song, Perfect, I reached out to you, and I was really excited that you reached back out, that we can get this set up. You know, what has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the music, Lowell?
Well, you know, it's been amazing because, you know, it lets you know that people are really hurting. You know, people want to be encouraged, and a lot of times we hear music, and sometimes music is not encouraging. It's just a good beat, a good, you know, have some, you know, good melodies to it, whatever. But this song, man, has been a blessing to people because a lot of people have experience where, you know, our past sometimes keeps us from moving forward into our destiny because of what we've done and mistakes that we made in the past. But God sees us as perfect, and so it's been a blessing to people. People are really embracing it and just falling in love with the song. So I'm very appreciative and very happy for it.
Yeah, and you are the vessel, though, that the song is, you know, is being shared through. You know, when you look at this journey for you, is when you look at the experience of being able to sing Lowell and to share that gift with the world, what has it been like for you to do something that you obviously love, but also that is helping people, too?
Well, it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing, man. I've been doing this now professionally for 25 years, and then I've been singing since I was about 3 years old. So to get to a place now where my singing and things that I have sung before is really being a blessing to people, is helping people. You know, man, you know, I am just in awe of what God is doing through my life and how he's just helping me share the good news, you know, through song that will encourage people and help them, you know, want to just let me see if I can make it today, or let me see if I can make it tomorrow. And so it's been a blessing to me. I'm just thankful that God chose me to do it.
Yeah, he chose you, and you're definitely the torchbearer for this message, and I think inspiring people. You know, you said something, and it reminded me of course, the, you know, the project that's coming in January, Transformed, about how so many times, you know, people try to keep us bound to what has been. How important has it been for you, Lowell, to live in where you are now, to live in the blessings you have, and to live in where you are right now in your life?
Well, it's very important, but it took a minute to get there because a lot of times, man, you know, you want people to appreciate you and like you and all that good stuff, but then you realize that people are people. You know, they're either going to like you or they're not, you know what I'm saying? And so sometimes we spend a lot of time trying to impress and trying to get people to really accept us, and God said, listen, you don't stop worrying about that. You know, he told me, stop worrying about people. You know, people are mean, people are cruel. You worry about the effect that you have on me, the, how you make me smile by doing what you've been called to do. And so a lot of times, you know, I found myself, man, in a place where I was like, wow, man, I really want to, I want to do this, but I you know people might not like it. And you realize, man, you be holding yourself back because years been went by, and you still thinking about people and letting them hold you back. And now I'm at a place now, man, I do everything that I do and every song that I sing, I do it to please God. I don't do it to please people because people might like it, they might love it, or they might hate it, whatever. I never can please it. You never can do anything good enough sometimes for people. So I realize, hey, man, put your focus on God. Let God bring in the increase, and then, you know, everything else, you know, fall right in place.
Exactly. It will fall right into place, and I think that is a message that people can definitely receive for themselves. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Lowell Pye is our guest. He's a gospel recording artist that is really living his own life with purpose and passion and showing other people through the gift of music how they can do the same thing. As I mentioned, though, this single is called Perfect. I'm going to have you introduce that here in a moment, Lowell, but I want to talk about the album Transformed. I mean, because I think, especially as people of faith, you know, we all know that, you know, the person who we were is not the person that we're supposed to be. It does not mean we're not going to have problems. But how important has it been for you to walk in that transformation, to walk in the newness that God has provided for you?
Well, it's been very important, man. It's very important, very important. I can't even stress it any more than what I'm saying. It's so important because a lot of times, you know, we try to do things on our own, and there's nothing that we can do on our own because, you know, We're flesh. You know what I'm saying? You need God's help. And a lot of times we spend a bunch of times just trying to do things. And I tell people all the time, this record is a record that deals with everything. And it's the total man, as I say. The total man in its totality as far as the finances, the spiritual side, the emotional side, the help side. You know, there's nothing that we can do until we first renew our mind. You got to have your mind right so you can walk right, talk right, think right, do right. You know, until you do those things, until you do that one thing, renew your mind, nothing else will fall in place because you're still working with things and you're still dealing with things in the old mindset. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important for me as I go on this journey and as I've been on this journey, I had to get that mind right, man. I couldn't lose weight. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get my finances in order because my mind wasn't right. I started, you know, I still had the mentality, I can eat everything. I don't have to work out. You know what I'm saying? Or I can spend, when I make money, I can spend it all. Don't worry about it. I'm making more money next week. And that's not the way, you know, it should be done. And just so on and so forth. And so it's very important that we get our mind right, you know, transform the mind. And once you transform the mind, heart is going to transform because you're going to be thinking different, talking different. You're going to be around a different circle, have a different circle of friends because you want better for your life. And you see, because you made that change, things are happening the way you want them to happen.
Exactly.
Or you wanted it to happen. Yeah.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful. And, but you know what? It's so true. And, you know, let's just be honest here. We don't always see that example of the transformation. So for you to bring that to light, that it is something that is necessary that all of us have to do, I think really helps people understand that you just can't say you're going to be, you know, a friend of God or a follower, you know, of Jesus Christ's example and then not do it. That you really, it really does create a change. But with that change comes a responsibility. So I want to ask you this question. You know, you are in a position now, you're traveling all over the place. You know, you're kind of seeing the world. The world, thanks to the internet, is able to hear your music. They're benefiting from you. What has it been like for you to know that you are an example for people, that people are looking to you for an example of what is possible? How does that make you feel along this journey as you're dealing with your own transformation?
Well, it makes me feel, you know, it makes me feel very grateful, but it also put a sense of responsibility on me, you know what I'm saying, to know that people are watching my walk, people are watching my talk, people are watching what I do, you know, because they want what I have or want, you know, what I've accomplished or whatever. And a lot of times, you know, you have to be very careful when we sit in this kind of seat because you never know who's watching and when they're watching. And I've learned something over the years that people are watching you when you think you're not being watched. You know what I'm saying? And so it's very important to me that what I say, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Even though I make mistakes or whatever, and even though I'm yet going through my transformation, but because God has given me a platform, whatever that platform is, that people would listen to me when I sing or when I speak. I'm very careful in what I say and what I do, you know what I'm saying, because that can affect somebody who, you know what I'm saying, who are not understanding that we do make mistakes, you know what I'm saying? You have some people think, man, they don't make no mistakes, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's hard to live up to that, you know what I'm saying? And we can't live up to it, but we have a responsibility at least to be trying, you know, to move in the right direction, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen that when people see you at least moving in the right direction, they have a level of respect for you, you know what I'm saying? When they see you trying to move forward, and, you know, he don't say one thing and then do another, you know what I'm saying? At least I see him trying to live up to what he say, you know what I'm saying? And so
right. That's
what I do. I make it a practice every day, and I'm grateful that people want to hear from me, want to listen to me. They do ask me questions. I get it on my Twitter page and Facebook page all the time. People ask me questions, and I'm grateful for that, because, man, one thing, people don't have to like you. People don't have to want to hear you. People don't want to, you know, They do it because, you know, I've been doing it for so long. They saw me with John Piketty. They saw me with Middle Standard. You know, and then people, you know, there are people that really want to sing it. And people have an ambition to do what I do. So, you know, we all hold to a certain plateau, a certain standard. You know, not
right. A
perfect standard. Because I think that when you put yourself on a certain plateau of perfect, that's where you mess up at. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I know I'm not perfect. I'm striving to be perfect. So I can come to you and say, listen, these are the mistakes that I made. Don't do this. You know what I'm saying? And I am willing to do that. We don't have mentorships in the gospel industry, music. We don't have that. Everybody look like sometimes they be for themselves. But we have some
right. Young
people that are coming up, man, that we got to make sure that we tell them, no, don't do that. If you do that, you're going to cause whatever. You know what I'm saying? All your ministry. Do it this way. You know what I'm saying? Be faithful in your local church. Pay your tithes and your offering. Get the word down even so you can have something other than a run and a risk to tell people you have some substance to give. You can give some people some hope because the word of God is in you. So, you know, I'm appreciative for this hour, this time in my life, man. God is doing some great things, and I'm just thankful, man, that he chose me and that I've just, you know, yield to the call.
There you go. And that's the thing, is that yielding. And, you know, I think the surrender, I think that's really what it is, man. It's being able to surrender
and
knowing that it's not you. And I think that's the thing. That's the challenge for all of us, I think, to get out of our own way. But I think that is the beauty of what you're talking about. Lil, stay with us. It's going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to have you introduce a single perfect for us, okay?
Yes.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances, and books that offer a positive resolution or a happy ending, not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. 5-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Author E.J. Brock delivers a powerful story in her book, Brock's Redemption, the first in her new series. Brock is by far the most powerful ultimate watcher. Bound by duty and love, he has spent centuries living in the shadows protecting God's so-loved humanity from his evil demon brethren. Jody is a plus-size college professor who has been abandoned by her husband, family, and friends. She has lost faith in humanity and has no interest in establishing a new relationship. But when she meets Brock, both their worlds are changed. But is their change for the better? Brock has no intention of letting his demon brethren get in his way. Will he rescue Jody in time for his own redemption? Get your copy of Brock's Redemption today on Amazon.com for only 99 cents. That's right. 99 cents throughout the month of November. For more information about the author and the series, visit www.aspiritmateromance.com. That's www.aspiritmateromance.com. And we're back with Conversations Live and our conversation with Lowell Pye. He's been talking with us not only about the love of music that he has, but also what it's been like for him to share the great musical ministry that he has. The single you guys are getting ready to hear is called Perfect. I actually got it myself, Lowell, on Google Play. You can get it there for only $1.29, so make sure you guys head over to Google Play and get the single yourself. Talk to us a little bit about how it came about, Lowell.
Well, one of my friends, his name is Josiah Martin, JoJo Martin, very great writer. He's a wonderful writer. Called me one day as I was working on my record. He said, "Look, I got this song, man. I think it'll be a blessing to the body as well, and not just the body, but people in general." And he played it for me and listened to it. I recorded it. I think it's a universal song. It's not just a church song, but it's for church people as well as the unchurched, because like I said before, a lot of times we allow our past mistakes and past struggles to dictate our future and to keep us from walking into our destiny. And this song is just a song to say, listen, you know, even though you made mistakes, he still sees you as perfect. So whenever you repent of your sins or whatever your mistake was, God remembers him no more. He's not like people. We'll hold it against you because we might need it for a time. But God said, I remember it no more, and what I do is I look at you as if you've never done what you did. I see you as perfect. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. He has you in mind. He has something specific for you. And so don't worry about the naysayers and people. Just understand that God still sees you as perfect.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. So since we have you here with us, Lowell, why don't you do us the honors and introduce a single for us?
Hey, y'all, take a listen to this. Tell me what you think about it. It's going to bless your life. It's called Perfect.
Made mistakes, falling short, but I turned back when I heard your voice. I've been accused, victimized. Still I am living just to look in your eyes. Oh, yes, I know I made some mistakes. You still see me like I'm perfect. Even though some say I'm worthless, or you still see me like I'm perfect. You still see me like I'm perfect. Oh Lord, even though some say I'm worthless, Lord, you still see me like I'm perfect. Oh,
yes, I know I made some mistakes.
I made some mistakes in my life. See me like I'm perfect. Oh, you still see me like I'm perfect. You still see me like I'm perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we're back with Conversations Live. That was Perfect by Lowell Pye here on Conversations Live. We've been talking to him not only about the album Transform, but also the single and what his hope is for all of you as far as the music and what it's going to bring to your life. Lowell, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and, of course, be able to support the music.
Oh, please. Yes, sir. You can always go get the music at all your digital downloads, Amazon, Google, you know, everywhere. iTunes is everywhere. You can be in contact with me through my website, lowellpye.com, or you can get me on Twitter. It's twitter.com, lowellpye, Instagram, lowellpye, social media, social cam, lowellpye, Facebook. I'm always on. I follow back. Please, you can follow me, and I'll follow you, and we can be just become brothers and sisters in Christ, and we'll be able to share and keep in contact with one another. So I'm waiting right now to get me some followers. So please hit your boy up, and we'll talk, okay?
All right, Lowell, man, congratulations again to you, man, and thank you for taking out the time to be with us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, thank you so much for having me. Look forward to talking
to you
soon.
Glad to do it. All right, then. Lowell Pye again, everyone. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliferadio.com. That's conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.